Welcome to It's a Good Life with Brian Buffini, founder of America's largest business coaching company. Here's a short classic cut from one of our all-time favorite episodes.
Today, we are going to talk about problem solving 101. It is perhaps the skill that gets compensated the most. That's also part skill, part mindset. It requires an attitude of the mind and then an aptitude in skill. I didn't know much about real estate when I got into the real estate business, but I became a problem solver. And because of that, it set up the opportunity for me to generate referrals and grow my business. And when I got into the business, right off the bat, I was mentored by the great Gene Kuhlman, who was a problem solver. And we brought creative solutions to problems. And because of that, we were able to sell a lot of real estate. And because we solved people's problems, we didn't just get compensated. We got something more important. We became their trusted advisors. And then they told their friends. And it set up an opportunity for me to then unleash what became the referral system. A problem, by its very definition, is a matter or situation regarded as unwelcome or could be harmful and needing to be dealt with or overcome. So we're going to get into some problem solving 101 so that you can understand that in honing your skills of problem solving and enhancing your mindset towards problem solving, you can be so much more effective and successful. So we're going to talk about new day, same old problem. We're going to talk about the value of problem solving and how that shows up, and then ultimately how to be a problem solver. So let's dive right in to the new day, same old problem. I'm reminded of a book I read years ago that really was helpful for me. It's called U Squared, and it's written by a fellow by the name of Price Pritchard, all about how to make a quantum leap in your business and life. So Price was telling a story how he was speaking up in the Pacific Northwest, and he was in kind of a lodge. A big old fly gets into the room, and then he hears the fly buzzing against the window. So what does Price do? He opens up the door. And the door was 3 to 4 feet away from the window. He ends up taking a little nap. And when he woke up, the fly was dead in the rail of the window. And we've all seen this. The solution to freedom was 3 feet away to the right. The fly was determined. The fly had such a commitment, he died trying to get freedom. But the same old thinking wasn't getting him anywhere new. Problem not solved. So we get into that mode all the time. And where do we go? We just simply don't know what to do. We tend to get overwhelmed, and then we get analysis paralysis. And so this is where we really get stuck. So let's talk about it. We don't know what to do. We get this problem. There can be a frustration or there can be an avoidance. The frustration is I'm trying to solve this problem. I'm doing it through effort or avoidance. I'm not making any progress. I'm not seeing any success. I don't like dealing with that. So now I just check out. But we know the problem didn't just get away. Henry Ford said most people spend more time and energy going around problems than in trying to solve them. I always trained our client care and our sales staff that when a very difficult request came in, don't go, oh, we don't do that. We don't have that. Sorry, I can't help you. The old phrase, let me see what I can do. Sometimes coupled with, I'll do my best. Those two phrases are mind shift changers for both parties. Let me see what I can do means I'm going to think about it and I'm going to try to solve your problem. Followed by, I'll do my best. Well, a reasonable person, that's all they can ask for. Now, for me, as the problem solver, when I said to somebody, let me see what I can do, and I'll do my best, it caused an accountability for me to be a man of my word. So I did see what I could do, and I actually thought about solving the problem, and then I'll do my best. I gave it my best efforts. And there was times when somebody asked me for something that I thought, there's no way that's going to work. Or there's no way that's going to happen. But I put my thinking cap on, reapproached it in a different way than I did the first time. And amazing enough, here comes the solution. And you find that solution. Let me tell you, that's how you get customers for life. Second, it can often feel too complex. And what's the response to that? We get overwhelmed. So sometimes we just need to call a little time out, break it down into little bits, think about each little bit separately. And the next thing you know, we can come up with a complete solution. And then lastly, and what I see a lot of is we get analysis paralysis where we're overthinking about it. There's just too many options, too many choices, and don't know what to do. In fact, the human brain can only consume so much information before becoming overloaded. In 1956, psychologist George Miller found that people can only handle 7 chunks of information at a time. And I would say that's probably shrunk a little bit since 1956. In 2004, psychologist Barry Schwartz introduced the paradox of choice, where having more options to choose from actually increases our anxiety and interferes with our ability to make decisions as consumers. Similarly, when people are inundated with too much data, they become stuck and unsure of how to move forward. even before any analysis is performed. And then Robert Herjavec from Shark Tank says, it is important to think things through, but many use thinking as a means of avoiding action. I love that. Do your thinking, do your analysis, don't get paralyzed by it. So we know what the new day, same old problem is. Now let's talk about the value of problem solving. This first one is going to maybe challenge you a little bit, and that is it unleashes your creativity. Many people don't realize, and I didn't for a long time, that creativity and problem solving are the same thing. But I didn't understand this until I had a very, very top-notch client who was a psychologist at USD in San Diego. And they said, Brian, you are very, very creative. And they were talking about my problem solving ability. And I didn't understand what they were talking about. But here's an actual definition of creativity by Mr. Webster. Creativity is defined as the tendency to generate or recognize ideas, alternatives, or possibilities that may be useful in solving problems. Now, that was a major aha for me in my life. And maybe you're someone who's been told you're not creative. Creativity has its most powerful expression in the ability to solve a problem. So we have to understand that this is how we unleash ourselves, is through our creativity. That's what problem solving is. That's why when you run into monolithic cultures in organizations that have the same standard response. Here comes a problem. No, that's not what we do. That's not how we do it. No, I need somebody who's going to be a little creative because my problem is not on this menu of seven things. I need to talk to a human being who can think. And so that's where you really win people over. You win them in life. You win them in business. When you will say, hey, I'm going to give a little bit of myself to you here in the form of my creativity. And that's really where problem solving's value increases your value. Next, solving problems gives you confidence. It also builds your momentum. So it gives you confidence. Hang on a second here. There was a problem here and I solved it. And that's now, that's hidden in your heart. You get to take on that. You get to own that and you get to build from that. And what comes from that is momentum. And momentum is one of the most powerful factors in the world, one of the most powerful factors in business. When the wind's at your back, you're making great progress. And so problem solving, not only is it an expression for your creativity, but it gives you this confidence and it gives you this momentum. And now you're going. May the wind always be at your back. And then lastly, it's a highly valued skill in the marketplace. Recently, I've had a chance to interview some people. I'm working on some business ventures. I've been interviewing some folks, and I ask very subtle questions. And ultimately, I'm always trying to find if people are problem solvers, because we're going to encounter problems. In fact, the reason I'm hiring them is to solve some problems for me. I don't want to hear it's broken. I want to hear, you know, okay, it's not working, but we could try this, and we could try this, and we could try this. You have to be a problem solver. And so it's a very, very valuable skill in the marketplace. So we've covered, right, the new day, same old problem, where we're stuck. We've covered the value of problem solving. And now what I want to share with you is how to be a problem solver. It's really key. To do this, there's three elements to it. I'll break it down. You want to define the problem. You want to create a roadmap to the solution. And then you want to implement the solution. And then implementer, we got to be doers, okay, not just thinkers. So we have to define the problem. So sometimes this happens, for example, in sales. The problem is someone will give you an objection. You have to ask a lot of other questions around an objection, because a lot of times an objection is simply a smokescreen. It's not the real problem. So as a salesperson, people would say to me all the time, well, you know, I don't want to buy right now because we're just afraid we're paying too much for the house. And I'd ask, well, let me ask you this. Okay, let's talk about this. Where do you think the value of this home is? Where do you think you're overpaying for it? If it was appraised, where do you think it would appraise at? You'd have this logical conversation to an emotional statement. And the next thing you know, it wasn't the problem at all. It really is, I'm afraid of making a move. I'm out of my comfort zone. And so you'd keep digging, you keep digging, you keep asking the questions so you can find it. And so you can't solve a problem you don't define. I used to ask my customers in real estate, what's your biggest fear or concern about the upcoming transaction? And they would oftentimes give me a roadmap of how to serve them by telling me what they didn't want, as much as what they did. The next dynamic we have to do is create a roadmap to the solution. Ziegler said a goal properly set is halfway reached. Lastly, you want to implement the solution. You want to be an implementer. Don't just be a talker, be a doer. Doer is where it's at. And I'll be candid with you. One thing I ask you as an audience of me is always hold me accountable that I've done the things that I'm telling you to do. And I'm challenging you to be a doer, not just be sitting here listening to podcasts, but to be a doer, to get in the game, do the things. And people will come to count on you for being a solution for them, your family, your friends, your customers, your business, and most importantly, yourself. And when you come to trust yourself as being your own problem solver, you will have that faith in yourself. And all of a sudden, you will, when you go then to stretch outside your comfort zone, to go pursue that next level goal, you have a deeper sense of trust and less sense of doubt of yourself. Well, that's what I have for you today. Problem solving 101. I hope it's been helpful for you.
May the road rise up to meet you, and may the wind always be at your back. May the rain fall soft upon your fields, and the sun shine warm upon your face. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand. See you next time.